This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the beginning of another day for many of you. This is the DJV show. Victoria out this week because she's moving. Jennifer Horn has moved in. Always great to have Kara Schillen in her presence here. I'm Doug Steffen with the best version of us. We have talent. We have ambition. We're raring to go. And prove me right. Would you please, Jennifer?
Well, I hate to start off the hour with a serious story, Dougie, but that's sometimes okay, it must be done.
Yes, it must.
Alex Trebek could be leaving Jeopardy.
No!
Did you hear about this?
No, actually, I have not.
All right, so here's the deal. This has been trending. Alex Trebek, who has hosted Jeopardy for a bazillion years. I mean, how long has he hosted? He's hosted that show forever.
I think 31 years, 37 years, something like that. He and Sajak both go
back. And he hinted that he might be done hosting the program. He was on Harvey Levin's show. Harvey Levin has TMZ, but he also has a Fox News series. It's a weekly series, and it's pretty good. Harvey Levin actually goes in-depth. He does, like, a deep-dive interview for an hour with someone, and he said his odds of hosting the popular quiz show past 2020 were 50-50 and a little less. He's 78 years old. He suggested two replacements, by the way, for him, which I think is pretty crazy. NHL announcer Alex Faust, who actually just replaced Bob Miller for the LA Kings. He's only been doing the broadcast like for a year and a half, maybe. He's okay, certainly, but I think it's an odd one. CNN legal analyst is the other person. Laura Coates got the nod from Alex Trebek. He mentioned to the producers, he said not so long ago, that the fellow that does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings, that they should consider him, according to Alex Trebek. Alex Faust is only 28. When asked about the potential for a female replacement, Trebek quickly mentioned Laura Coates. Both expressed surprise and thanks on Twitter after the host comments aired. That's a big deal because both of these people are not very well known, and to have Alex Trebek as one of your fans, that's a pretty big deal. LeVar Burton has said he'd like to do it. Ken Jennings, who was such a big winner on the show, said that he would maybe like to host it. Now, there's been no confirmation that he plans to leave when his contract expires, but he's hinted at retirement pretty regularly over the past years.
And, they work 21 days a year.
I know. That's he had brain surgery in December for blood clots after he fell down. So, look, maybe, Dougie, you've been looking for this. You know you want to be a game show host.
I have. I've had several opportunities.
What is get an agent?
Right, that's it, right. Yeah. Get an agent. And then get a job. All right, so the end of Alex Trebek, interesting. California is the focus of a number of things here. The Supreme Court in California has ruled that employers have to pay workers for the time they spend completing off-the-clock tasks. Oh, my God.
I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, not me.
Because, well, look, when people clock in at the company that I run with my dad, they clock in when they get in and they clock out when they leave. Yeah. Is it really fair to ask that there's a whole set of opening tasks before you're actually on the clock?
Well, why are they off the clock? Why are the opening tasks when you get onto the clock? I guess that would be my question.
That's what I'm getting, and that's kind of what I think the court was saying, too. Yeah. You should be paying your employees if they are doing the job. There was also an interesting ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court about Taco Bell's, specifically in California. And this one I actually agree with the court on. They said that there were employees at Taco Bell who were using their employee discounts to buy food for lunch. When they would take their lunch breaks. And then those employees would disappear. Taco Bell changed their policy to say, look, if you are going to use your employee discount on Taco Bell food, you need to stay in the restaurant and consume it. And the Supreme Court said, yes, Taco Bell has the right to mandate that employees eating discounted food have to stay in the restaurant to do it.
Why?
As opposed to taking off and leaving. Well, I would imagine it has to stem from something, which would mean to me somebody was abusing it. So maybe the employee was buying half the menu to take to their family or their friends on their lunch break or something like that, and they're taking off instead of actually just using their discount for themselves.
Well, if you want to do that, you put it in a bag and you take it with you when you leave work and you heat it up when you get home. You can get around that about 87 different ways.
You got to eat the food you buy with the discount there. If you pack your lunch, or if you buy the food at full price, then you can leave the premises.
So what's the discount on a 99-cent taco?
I don't know, but it must be significant to the people that are working there.
My son and I had a lengthy conversation about minimum wage this weekend. We were playing with Miles in the park. Yeah. And so he and I don't agree on how it all should work. Mostly because there's this thing in the air in California that affects
the drinking
people.
Water, actually.
Yeah, I think it must be. Right, yeah.
You come here and you need to make $20 an hour, and your employer just has to figure out how to make it happen.
Right. It just, for me, all of these things, the battle between Starbucks and, here's another one, Starbucks, this actually I think is an outshoot of what the California Supreme Court just ruled. He sued the company for not paying him for closing. It took 4 to 10 minutes after he clocked out each day. So he says his paid time, unpaid time added to $100 after 17 months. In my world, I can't stand clock watchers. That's why I don't pay in terms of looking at the clock and how many hours you're doing this, that. Okay, here's the task. This is what you need to get done. You take as much time as you need. This is what needs to be done. That's it. So, and I find that paying people, I think the whole, the essence of what we were talking about, Jennifer, the whole notion of minimum wage and being paid by the hour is nonsense. It's an old, outdated motive. Look at people, excuse me, who do piecework. They get paid by what they accomplish. It takes you as long or as little to get the stuff done, whether it's doing somebody's lawn or whether it's washing somebody's car or whether it's building a boat or whatever it is. This concept of being paid by the hour, there's no incentive to get the job done.
I disagree. We pay mostly by the hour at CRN, and I think it's okay. I think it would roughly, when we used to pay salary, we would just figure out what the hourly rate was and come up with the salary. So that doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is if you know what time it says on your schedule, if you're scheduled to work 8 to 5, and you're expected to do these tasks, you do them. That's your time to get it done. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be to be arguing at 8 o'clock or at 5 o'clock about when to start, when to finish, and what you should be doing in between. That the 8 to 5 time is when you do what you're expected to do. And if you don't, well, there's proof in the pudding that you're not getting done what you're assigned to do.
I think that being paid by the hour, however, leads to less production. It's not a productive way of encouraging people to get the job done. There should be incentives for people to do a good job and to get the job done properly and in time. And paying people, I was going to tell you the story of a fellow that runs the public works department here in Framingham is a friend and a neighbor. And we were talking the other night about the people that work for him. And when he first took over running the public works department, he had a guy that had been there for 25 years, and he noticed that he wasn't working very much. So he said to the guy, how many hours a day do you think you work? And the guy said, I don't know, a couple. And wow. So he's being paid for 8, but he works a couple. And so the guy says, well, I think it's time for you to look at retirement. And the guy said, why? And I said, because the guy said, I want you to work. And he said, no, I can't. I'm not going to work. I haven't worked on average of 20 hours a week since I took the job 20-some-odd years ago. Why should I start working more for you? He said, because I'm the boss, and I want you to work the number of hours you're being paid. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. So he finally forced the guy out. But this mentality of being paid, I'm just being paid by the hour, and I'll work when I want to. There's no incentive, especially in the public sector, to get the job done. So I'm becoming against being paid by the hour. Here's the job. Get it done. This is what you get paid for doing it. That's it. End of story. Next. because there's no incentive. It's like, you know, you can say, well, how do you pay somebody working, as you just suggested, Taco Bell, McDonald's, whatever it is, you don't pay them by the hour. I think that
And sometimes people take advantage of salaried people. I think sometimes hourly can actually be a more fair way of pay. I see what you're saying. You know, X amount of dollars, your salary is $500, and we're expecting you to do this. Yep. But there are a lot of employers who say, well, now that you're on salary, you need to do this, 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 and this. And then you're not really getting compensated as well for your time.
Well, so we have a disagreement.
I don't think it's a huge one. I understand that what you're saying, for sure. I just think that it depends. It all depends on the work environment and who's signing the checks, who's the boss, and what their expectations are.
I'm the boss.
You're
16
the boss.
Past the hour.
I'm the captain now.
And DJV show.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so to follow up on what we were just talking about regarding working and stuff, I think about my business is this radio program, this radio enterprise, and the 4 or 5 programs that I produce. This one is the most important one, the DJV show. It's the daily program. But I think about my business here. And Jennifer, you and your father run the CRN Digital Enterprise in Los Angeles. Your business, my business, is a boat. And the people who are working with us are rowing the boat.
Right.
So I want to know that everybody that I'm paying is rowing in the same direction, rowing in unison, if you will. Or are they rowing at all? That's the thing about getting paid, being paid for something you're not doing anything. Then why should I pay you? It's amazing how fast you can make progress when everybody actually is pulling as a team. I am the titular leader, but Kara's a leader in terms of the technology, responsibility for doing a lot of the program work is with Victoria. Jennifer is a standard. We set our work standards by how Jennifer presents herself here. So it's all a team, and I think we are rowing in the same direction. Thank you very much.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To leave you, but only have the heart to go.
That little twanging, Jen Jen.
Yes, I'm liking it.
Loretta Lynn here on the DJB program at 23 and Change after the hour. Jennifer and I here to enjoy the new Roger Miller tribute called Half a Mind from Loretta Lynn. Let's listen.
I have a mind to leave you, but only have the heart to go.
This is a Roger Miller song, for those of you who didn't know. This comes from King of the Road, which is a star-packed tribute to Roger Miller. Loretta Lynn, this is vintage Loretta Lynn, as far as I'm concerned. This is the way she's always sounded. The song is said to be as much an homage to Miller's lyrical genius as it is a tribute to him. He made this song a hit in the country world 60 years ago. Half a Mind was also a hit for Ernest Tubb and his Texas Troubadours, 1958.
Now time may prove that you are not to blame. But now's the time I need to know.
The guitar.
I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go.
So that's the hook line from the song. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. Half a Mind, first recorded by Loretta Lynn in 1965 on her Songs from My Heart LP. And then a year later, Joe Tex also sang the song. King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller, featuring Ringo Starr, Casey Musgraves, Dolly Parton, Brad Paisley, and a lot of others, is going to be released at the 31st of next month. So the impact that Roger Miller had on country, not only his own signature singing, but the songs he wrote. I think it's kind of cool, actually. I'm a fan of classic country, the old country. Maybe it's because that was my first paid gig in radio, Jennifer, as the host of the Double T Roundup at WTTF in Tiffin back in 1965. Is it 66? Late 65, really 66 when I started playing country music. And the guy that was the program director, so what do you know about country music? I know everything about country music. Anyway, as long as we're in the Loretta Lynn department, the brother of Ms. Lynn and Crystal Gayle has passed away, 83-year-old Herman Webb. Crystal Gayle posted a tribute to her brother on Facebook saying he died surrounded by his children. He lived in Van Leer, Kentucky. He was known for being the curator of the Butcher Hollow Homestead where they all grew up. The cabin was made famous in Loretta's song Coal Miner's Daughter. And Herman gave tours himself to the fans who visited every year. Crystal Gayle paid tribute to her brother with a post on Instagram, quote, "Some of you may know Herman from the countless tours he gave of the homes, our home in Kentucky, or from his days performing with his band. He was a great musician. I called Herman the Sheriff of Butcher Hollow. I even found him a badge to make it official. I know he is now and forever Sheriff in Heaven. We love and miss you, Herman." So, Herman Webb. This is quite an interesting family. Loretta Lynn, Crystal Gayle. I think Crystal Gayle has one of the most fabulous voices.
A lot of talent.
Oh, my God. And her hair all the way down her back. Just the
presence.
Could
use a trip.
Everything. Well, but see, everything about her attracted sort of the right amount of attention. You know what I mean?
And sure, hair could have used a trip.
Listen to this song. Don't you? Going to make your brown eyes cry when you hear. Going to make your brown eyes blue. Crystal Gayle here in the Music Focus on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying yesterday at the White House he is willing to sit down next with Iranian leaders.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now.
Now this morning, Iranian leaders have responded, issuing a statement saying they're not interested in meeting with President Trump. Trump did recently pull the U.S. out of an international nuclear agreement with Iran, and as recently as a week ago threatened the country with historic levels of suffering if they were to continue to threaten the United States. More than a dozen wildfires still out of control in California. In Northern California, some residents allowed to go back to their homes now following devastation by the car fire. This woman saying she knows there's nothing left.
I mean, they gave you like 5 minutes to get out. Well, what do you grab in 5 minutes?
USA Radio News.
And now, I thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Glad to spend some more quality time here with us on the DJV show. Thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn in the spotlight. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, Victoria, off this week as she moves. So we're moving and grooving on our own here. Jennifer, what do you have that's cooking?
Well, California wildfires, no pun intended, are big story. This is the weather is not helping. California is very dry. It is very, very hot. And this has been plaguing the firefighters, 12,000 of them, battling 17 wildfires that have burned 250,000 acres in the state of California. These fires have killed at least 8 people and destroyed more than 1,000 structures, most of them homes. Firefighters have been working to build lines of control in the biggest fires. That's the Carr Fire in Shasta County, about 150 miles north of Sacramento. That started back on July 23rd, according to the California Department of Forestry and Cal Fire. Shifting winds, dry timber, other fuels are hampering crews fighting the fire, which has charred more than 103,000 acres around Redding, which this is where, if you didn't hear it, just the most heart-wrenching story of a grandfather who went out to get supplies. I'm not really sure what he had gone out for, but he left his wife and 3 grandchildren at home. And when he returned, they were basically stuck inside, shouting back to him that they loved him, and that was it. He lost his wife and his grandkids. The grandmother had, I guess, wet a blanket and tried to cover and protect the kids, but that just wasn't enough. And to hear his story is, it's just unbelievably heartbreaking.
Yep, yeah. Natural disasters and how you can't really get away from them. The same sort of thing. We don't have the same attention to this, but yet it is impacting. If you have heard the story about what's going on in Indonesia, these people that are trying to get down into that volcano, the earthquake that goes with tornadoes, this one trapped 500 tourists and guides on a mountain. So can you imagine the isolation, the feeling? You know, we talk about those youngsters that got lost or went into the down in, where was it, Tunisia. Where was they went into that cave.
Thailand.
Oh, Thailand.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of thing. We feel removed sometimes. There's always a human interest story tied to some of these things. But you feel somehow removed unless you know somebody who has literally been involved in a direct way. That's my reference from time to time, especially when I see the stories about the fire in California. Every year there's a huge fire someplace in the state. Last year, you remember what happened, and I referenced
my home.
Yeah, well, down there, but up north, the fire that took Maria Trilogy's son.
That's right.
It was 57, that kind of stuff. And then it became personal to me because she and I are great friends, and I knew her son, and I could imagine him. We went back into, he was working, he was an architect, and he was working on a project with another fellow, and he left his truck and all of his material. He went out with the fellow that was he was working with, that he was in business with, and left his truck and all of the plans and stuff in the truck. So they realized the fire was coming faster than they thought it was. The guy brings him back in. He gets into his truck, and he gets lost someplace, and that's the end for him. Just the luck of the Irish, I guess, is just the luck of the draw. Horrible stuff, though. Horrible stuff. Speaking of that, one more horrible story. I don't know, maybe there's a couple. The North Koreans, Jennifer, apparently are working on new missiles, at least if we are to believe our spy satellites, which have detected some new activity at a factory in North Korea that produces the ballistic missiles that are capable of reaching the U.S. The image is suggest that, you know, are they serious or not?
Well, it seems like it's kind of back and forth, certainly. They remember that was the report about a month ago, and then they started dismantling some of their sites, which we confirmed through our spy satellites, and then they returned the remains of our fallen soldiers there in the Korean War this week. Some of them returned to Hawaii, Mike Pence greeting them. Now, the question is, what's this all about? It just seems to be this constant kind of back and forth, and it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on in North Korea.
Yeah. So what do we do about it? Anything? What is there what is there to do?
I don't know that there's a lot except to
more
move forward, keep the sanctions in place, and ask the hard questions, and keep tracking them to see what they're up to.
Yeah,
there are some good things coming out of this. They haven't been blowing missiles up into the air in a long time. That's a good thing.
It is.
Those tests were going all the time. The fact that they're at least having the conversation saying they are willing to work, I think, is a good thing. But trust but verify, I think that's the lesson.
Conversation about what's going on in the world and around you on the DJV program. Speaking of space and exploring or some of the things that we shoot off the missiles, our NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is sending up a new planet hunting satellite. It's the it's called TESS. I was trying to be cute by explaining what TESS meant. Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, searching the stars for signs of exoplanets. You know what an exoplanet is?
No clue.
Planet that's beginning to develop. Satellite is continuing the mission of the Kepler spacecraft, which found 2,000 new exoplanets. Unlike Kepler, TESS is focusing on closer, brighter stars meaning scientists will be able to learn a lot more about the exoplanets that are detected. This is a very interesting mission. It's going to last for a couple of years. They expect to find 1,500 exoplanet candidates. These are developing systems. It's really, again, it fascinates me. And as you go through some of these things, Jennifer, and you figure out what the significance is, if you can actually wrap your mind around the continuing growth of the universe, the expansion into areas, we just, it's I get frustrated trying to explain it or wrap myself around it because it's so huge. There is no beginning and no end to what is in space. Mm-hmm. It's so hard for us. We are finite beings. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. Life here, as we know it, has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Sooner or later, the Earth will be absorbed into the sun as the sun expands. The Earth and the planets that surround our sun and this small solar system and this small galaxy in this corner of the universe, we have beginning, middle, and end. The sun was created out of the confluence of all kinds of gases, and the scientists are still trying to figure out how these gases come together and they cling together and they stay together for millions and millions and millions, if not billions of years. The sun has used up only 7 or 8% of its supposed viability, and it is, we have been in existence, the solar system has been in existence for 9 billion years.
What was it like when it first started?
You're talking about the Big Bang? Oh, so she's giving me a shot because of my age. Okay. Very funny. All right. So that's the end of that story. I'm all done. I'm trying to get all worked
up. Nothing, not even a giggle? Come on.
Yeah, right. Okay. Harvey Weinstein, people in the news, locked in a messy battle with his insurance company over his mounting legal bills. He's already spent over $1 million.
Boy, the insurance company. Feel sorry for an insurance company, but his, no. I might feel sorry for.
And you don't feel sorry for him. Chubb is his insurance company. It's a very high-end.
That's what people call him, too.
C-H-U-B-B. Very high-end. They have mostly, it's an expensive company. They provide insurance for things that other carriers will not do. It's kind of like Lloyd's of London in a manner of speaking, only it's an American company. So they wrote a liability policy for Weinstein and his company. Now they're arguing in court that they shouldn't have to pay for his problems with rape and sexual harassment allegations. The policies they have written, according to court filings anyway, specifically exclude coverage for blatant, egregious, intentionally harmful acts. Mr. Weinstein has nevertheless repeatedly attempted to foist his defense on these lawsuits upon the insurers. This is the lawyer for the insurance company saying this. His legal team, Weinstein's legal team, denies he assaulted any of the female accusers. What world? You talk about being in another world. What in the name of God? I don't blame him. I'd fight him, too. Let him pay on his own. He deserves it. He does.
And he has the money. Doesn't he still have the money?
Yeah, he's got plenty of dough.
The only thing that you're going to do to hurt somebody like that, maybe, yes, jail, but it's going to be hard to prove some of these cases that are old. But you take away the power and the money that they had, and that's the real punishment, I think, for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, we've talked this week about Les Moonves and his situation at CBS. He's the fellow running CBS. He's been charged with misconduct. Apparently, the board of directors has seen beyond that, at least for the moment. 45 past the hour here. A special tribute to a listener after this.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, the study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria without Victoria this week. How do you do? Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Warren, you'll be happy. Kara, I've been looking through a list of all the shows that have been renewed. And just to refresh your memory, The Bachelor is coming back. Bachelor in Paradise is coming back. Bachelor in Hell is coming back.
I would actually watch that one.
Bachelor again and again and again.
Right. Yes, and again and again. It's so sweet to hear from people who are devoted to this program. Laura Dornbach, who lives in Calistoga, California, Jennifer, sent me the nicest card. And she actually found me by, because she pays attention, she hears me talking about my farm, Eastley Farm, here in Framingham, and you can find it online at Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, and I think we have a, an Instagram page, all that sort of thing. But because she is such a devoted listener, she knows how close I am to the cows and to the farm, she took an article about a lady that she read about in Vermont who was trying to make it on her own as a dairy farmer, and she sent it to me. And the nicest note, thought you would enjoy this article. It's Cow's Rule. It's this sort of thing, the one-on-one that we have with people like Laura, that makes doing this as rewarding as it is.
Absolutely.
Laura, God love you. Thank you very much. May your day be brighter, because she said, my day is always brighter when I think of you. And
sweet.
Likewise, back at you, Laura. Yep, very sweet. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Continues. Always there's a doctor in the house, a doctor on call, and the person on call with us at the moment is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to go through some supplement information. Supplements are always controversial, Jack, because there are good ones and there are bad ones, and some people think they are all the same. They are not. We have had that conversation any number of times. Food-based supplements are the most desirable. Some of the chemical supplements are least desirable. So what's the latest, the percentage of Americans who have stress, and one wonders how much that has to do with what they're putting into their bodies, right?
Well, everybody has stress. I mean, yes, everybody. And the issue is, how does our body handle the stress? Two people can face the same climactic moment, and one of them, here's what we'll do, and the other one can go into a total state of panic, right into a panic attack, because the body's ability to handle it. We have an incredible hormone in the body, comes out of the adrenal glands, called cortisol, and that cortisol is designed to help the body handle stress in those. The idea is, for a moment or so, you've got a few moments, something's happened, there's a little panic that comes over you, cortisol helps to calm the thing down. But for a lot of people, they don't have enough cortisol, or they've had so much cortisol from so much stress that the cortisol receptor sites, the parts of the body that cortisol works on to slow and calm things down, gets a little deaf to the presence of the cortisol. So the American Psychological Association came out with some new stuff about how there is an increasing percentage of American adults and children, no less. So two of the things that we put into our ageless thyroid, ashwagandha and bacopa, are two herbs.
Sounds like places that you would go for a retreat.
Yes. They're called adaptogens. And what they are, there's a lot of herbs that are adaptogens, but ashwagandha, also bacopa, are two premier herbs that help the body to handle stress to assist cortisol to do its job. And bacopa also has great benefits for insomnia, depression, anxiety, heart and lung digestive disorders. And there are studies, very reliable studies, about ashwagandha can lower the cortisol levels up to 30% when you're taking this. Now, the problem with high levels of cortisol are going to be a lot of, well, one of the major problems is weight gain. Mm-hmm. Because cortisol really suppresses the digestive processes and fat metabolism. And elevated cortisol not only can burn you out in the sense of too much stress where you just kind of lose it, but also there's a lot of weight gain problems with it. So
really?
It's just, you know, it's just something positive we wanted to come up with this morning about there are things that you can do besides your Xanax, besides your benzos.
Well, there always are, and that's the folly, if you will, or maybe the sadness that comes over me when I hear you talk about these things, how people become so connected to their doctors and the prescriptions that are so easy to give, especially in light of the research that came out, I think, a week or two ago about how, especially at the walk-in clinics, these doctors are writing prescriptions on top of prescriptions on top of prescriptions.
Oh, yeah.
To get people out of the and the urgent care facilities. They do play a role, but why can't we have an urgent care facility that focuses on homeopathic? That's a whole new idea for maybe a new business. You know, well, open up a series of clinics like yours all around, start in Utah and all around the country, that focuses on helping people, but in a homeopathic, natural way.
Well, just, you know, some basic dietary changes, some adaptogenic herbs that you can start taking. Mm. And that's why we crammed our ageless thyroid with this kind of stuff,
because it
brings a calming and a gentle, more approach to life when you are able to make sure your body has the necessary defenses. Because every, you know, almost every hour of the day in our modern world, there's going to be a left-hand pitch thrown at you that you didn't see coming.
Yep. All right, here's a pitch. Calitrin. It's something you and I have used to lose weight. Calitrin, active ingredient collagen, what the body needs, you know that. We talked about this hundreds of times, actually. As you get older, you have less collagen, so you have to supplement. Back to supplementing again. And this is the best supplement because it's natural. It's something your body produces. It just helps you produce more of it. Calitrin, available at TopLoss.com. Lose weight safely, naturally. TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for a special 10% discount. Lose the weight with Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.